7240 going east on Killingsworth at 33rd.
Hello, 7240. I got your loud verbal and I got your cancel last message. Just calling to make sure that everything's okay.
Well, I have a guy that did pay his fare, sitting up here in the ADA area, not wearing a mask, and giving me lip about it. Has dropped his phone about 20 times. Then he starts yelling at us that something about it, I don't know, and using foul language. It just seems pretty violent. So that's why I'm calling, and then I canceled because he toned down, but I don't know. Kind of a shady guy.
Okay, he's kind of violent. Is he threatening you or the passengers?
Well, he keeps swearing at everybody that it's their fault that his phone is dropping out of his hand.
I copy. Well, we can try to have a supervisor meet up with you if that would, you know, work for you.
Well, that's kind of why I pressed cancel, but he's not wearing a mask and we've got a, you know, COVID thing going on, and I'm concerned that he's not respecting anybody else. So, I don't know, it's a crapshoot.
Well, unfortunately, with the mask mandate, we can let passengers know that we have masks to provide for them if they don't have them. We cannot force them to wear a mask, and we cannot force them off the bus for not wearing a mask. So, you know, that's as long as you have your mask on and your, you know, barrier door closed, you're well protected. And I get that it's frustrating, but, you know, there's not a lot we can do about people not wearing their masks.
Oh, I totally understand that. Now he's getting mad and standing up, looking back at everybody else. Now he's in the canopy standing area and yelling at everybody. I understand totally about the mask.
Copy. And have you pulled over and let him know that he needs to act correctly or he can get off the bus?
Yeah, I've said to stop doing and stop shouting at everyone, and he's given me lip about it, so this guy's really a challenge. He's communicating.
I copy, and when you did that, did you pull over, open up the doors, and let him know that he needs to stop or he can get off the bus?
I'm sorry, he's right here, so I'm a little distracted. No, I'm doing it now, and I will let him know that.
I copy. I'll stay on.
So now he's saying he's not doing anything wrong, standing in the no fare or the yellow line without a mask, and passengers are upset with him.
Okay, so do you need to tie it up there?
No, I'll keep rolling because, well, I'm good on time, but I just give you a heads up. Like I said, it was a crapshoot, and this guy's just, I have no idea what he's doing.
I copy. We'll send a supervisor, you know, we'll have him start heading your way. If by chance he gets off before the supervisor gets there, just send us a ready for service, okay?
You betcha. Copy. Thanks for your support.